So, good afternoon, dear LinkedIn Community Composites Launch members and ICS, International Composites Summit exhibitors and participants or visitors. I have with me now Gemma, and she is the organizer of the International Composites Summit. We will update you now on the International Composites Summit, what will be happening on the 2nd and the 3rd of December this year. So thank you, Gemma, for being part of my show.
Thank you for having me.
So let's start. What is International Composites Summit first? When did you start with this editions?
The hard work of composites teams should be shouted from the rooftops. We're on a mission to give your solutions better visibility and reach, to make them more widely known in the market and gain the appreciation they deserve. To make lightweight construction and specialized technologies available to end users, as well as attract projects, customers, and talent, join our Composites Lounge community. The Composites Lounge community is open to entrepreneurs, C-levels, specialists, and managers who want to create a better world with their innovative composites and play a key role in the success of their company. So if you're a hidden champion who isn't sure how to best promote your work, join a supportive and innovative community which is focused on making composites achievements visible to end users. The Composites Lounge community celebrates and promotes the best innovations, lightweight construction technologies, and sustainable solutions in the automotive, aviation, renewable energy, oil and gas industries, and many more. Get involved at compositeslounge.com.
The International Composites Summit came straight out the back of COVID, so we started in 2021. Mm-hmm. We are just about to have our fifth edition this year, obviously moving to Wembley, to the Drum, as you've said. So yeah, really looking forward to it. 5 years, unbelievable.
5 years, congratulations for that.
You.
To sustain five editions is already a major success.
Absolutely. Yeah?
And it's hard work, I know.
Yes.
So Gemma, allow me a few questions regarding the International Composites Summit, because I've been attending 2021 at the IBIS in London.
Yep.
Then I was in Milton Keynes at this nice sporting arena.
Yep.
That was, I think, then 22 and 23. Last year I couldn't attend, so this year I will be attending again. And I have seen, however, and I want to straight ask you, you had slowed this down for a period, and now you're coming back very, very strong.
Yes.
My question is, what happened that you are now going into a sort of a restart?
Okay, so yeah, good question, Ilkay. Thanks for that one. We are coming into a new era for the International Composites Summit. As you know, up until the last edition, ICS was a joint venture with Composites UK. Two different businesses going in two different directions, completely understand that Composites UK did not feel this was the right direction for them. And so the joint venture separated and Fluency is continuing with ICS on its own. What that means is we can be a lot more reactive, we can take time to listen to the industry, see what people want from it, and come back out with, like you say, something where we're coming out much, much stronger. Now, we're taking it to a different level, so there will be none of the big stands at this year's show. Everybody will be on an equal playing field. There'll be lots and lots of pods, and we've got some great people supporting us and exhibiting with us, so really excited about that. What I'm really excited about is the forum programme just announced, and we have got some great speakers, so I'm really looking forward to it. I've got to make sure, I wish I could read them all off to you now, but people need to go and have a look. But you know, people like Chris Skinner from Owens Corning coming across and speaking, who is just going to be phenomenal. Ginger Gardner from Composites World, I mean, what an amazing person to have across here. Marcy Offner, I'm sure you know Marcy, she's been in and around the composites industry for some time. She's an absolute legend and one of my personal heroes. We've got Niamh coming, talking about the line in Saudi Arabia. You know, we've got a good mix of people coming in for the first time talking in the UK about composite supply chain, about sustainability, and we're going to push buttons. So we're going to have a lovely panel session on sustainability. I don't want to know what everybody's doing and why they think it's right. I want to really get provocative, and Ginger is going to be chairing that for us, so I'm sure it's going to be absolutely amazing.
Gemma, this is a fantastic program, and we understand now where this development is coming from and where is it going. My other question to you is, why do you believe UK should have a composites only program or format?
Really good question again. I think we have a significant part of the supply chain here in the UK. We have some fantastic innovative companies that we need to showcase, and we need to have a networking hub here in the UK. So when I'm looking at how we're building out ICS, it is about growing that network. It's about making sure that we put the UK on the map, and it's about bringing the supply chain from all around the world to speak to us, but also about getting our message out.
It will be in the Drum.
Yes.
Wembley, as we said before.
Yep.
Now, I've never heard of the Drum before, to be honest, but then Katie, your marketing director, she pointed me to a website, and to be honest, I was really thrilled to see the environment and the atmosphere.
It's a hidden gem.
It's a hidden gem, yeah, it is. How did you come to that location?
I'm not sure how we got so lucky, because it is actually a perfect fit in terms of venue and opportunities around. You know, it works really, really well. I know we have upset some people by moving from Milton Keynes, but a lot of people, especially some of our international visitors, felt that that was a little bit difficult to get to when you don't have your own transport. So we're here in the heart of, you know, Wembley. It's got good access routes. It's not far from our main airports. We started our search at all sorts of venues in and around the area. We knew where we needed to be. We wanted to make it as easy as possible, as accessible as possible. And yeah, we found this hidden gem, and it really is a gem. I'm really excited to have an event there. And the great thing is, there's so much room to grow. You know, there's so many different opportunities and spaces within the venue that we can use. And I'm really excited for people to come in December, give their honest opinions and tell me what else they think we could offer through this show.
And I saw the rooms, the ceilings, the lobbies, very aesthetical.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of glass ceiling, glass walls, lots of light, so the pictures will be fantastic.
Yeah, oh,
so
absolutely.
I will be also there and covering some of the conference there. Let me tell you also that Gemma has made me to a chair of a panel that is slightly polarizing. What's the panel? Let's talk to our audience. What have you in mind?
We are asking Ilkay to chair a panel that is looking at how we are automating people out of composites or not. So we're going to be asking again some provocative questions, you know, really talking about how the industry is changing, a lot of AI, machine learning, etc., and how we perhaps changing the skills that we need, or, you know, removing the need for people. You know, what is it that we're doing here, asking all the important questions. So Ilkay is going to be great at that. We're really excited.
I have an opinion already, but I need to stay neutral.
Yes.
So some will probably say yes and some will say no. And be curious, what will be then the main core message or the outcome? Our conclusion of this will be very, very interesting. And it's a bit of a spicy panel, this one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
And I think it is a great idea. And, you know, community, we have to talk also about things, not only always the optimistic and positive stuff, we have also to talk about the critical stuff here.
Yeah.
And is automation a good thing or a bad thing? Everyone has an opinion on it. So let's discuss it on the 2nd or the 3rd of December at the Drum. Right, so my final question then, Gemma, to you is, so this will be coming closer to Christmas.
Yep.
So basically, it's the end of the year.
Yep.
First of all, why did you choose the end of the year, or say the last possible venue dates of 2025. And how would you link that to Christmas?
The reason we are the week we are is we were looking for a week where we don't clash. We don't want to compete with events. We want to support our event community. So yeah, looking for a week that wouldn't clash. In speaking to some of our American colleagues, they said to us that the week after Thanksgiving, they want to get out and they want to travel again before Christmas. So it just seemed like the perfect fit. Just before the schools break up and the private schools, but after Thanksgiving, before Christmas. And I can't wait to get to the drum and, you know, feel like, I suppose, a kid again as I look up at Wembley and see all the Christmas lights out, because it's going to be magical.
There will be the tree already being set up, possibly.
Yep.
Yeah, we have on the 6th of December, just 2 days, so 3 days later, Nikolaus.
Yep.
We will have already some Christmas vibes, and this is also a one-of-its-kind atmosphere.
Yes.
I've never had this before with the composites of any of the composites show.
No.
So congratulations on finding this nice day.
I think it's a lovely day, and we've got a networking event on the 2nd, and that's going to have a nice Christmas buffet, nice and relaxed, you know. And we're not going for the formal dinner, we're going for networking. The whole event is around making connections, helping grow the industry, and just having, you know, a nice time together and making some really good industry friends.
So, dear community, you see it's a great opportunity also to slowly face your busy year down in a relaxed atmosphere. There will be lots of conferences, lot of panel discussions, of course.
Yeah.
It will be not a huge show. Yeah, it will be more content-given show. From here there will be a great start, great opportunity.
Yep.
So we invite you all to come to ICS at the drum.
Yes.
And thank you one more time for all your efforts that you are doing for the composites industry.
Thank you for having me. I am indeed. I just let's grow the industry together. It's exciting. Thank you, Ilkay.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Ilkay Özkizolu today at the drum in Wembley, London. Creating sustainable value with Composites Launch. The future of composites is no longer coming. It's already here at the drum, Wembley, London, a stage built for breakthroughs. December 2 to 3, 2025. 250 plus global leaders and decision makers, big ideas and real talk, innovation, collaboration, transformation. This is where change begins. From aerospace to automotive, marine to energy, every sector, every solution. Engineers, designers, manufacturers and researchers. OEMs, tier one suppliers and industry leaders, all under one roof. The Composites Launch is in the house, engaging the voices during the Composites 360 on tour. Free to attend, impossible to miss. ICS 2025, where the industry connects, collaborates, and accelerates.
Ilkay Özkizolu, creating sustainable value with Composites 360 on tour at the International Composites Summit. Now available on LinkedIn, YouTube, and your preferred audio podcast app.